for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
I'm Sister Cathy Jones, a religious of the Assumption, and I work at the National Office for Vocation. Throughout the history of the Church, there have always been some men and women who have been called by Christ in a particular way, called to lifelong celibacy for the sake of the kingdom, called to make vows which help them to be free to follow Christ with an undivided heart. Often they're called to do this within a community, a convent, monastery, or religious congregation. In community, the religious brothers or sisters, monks or nuns, support each other in prayer, in ministry, and in providing for the daily needs of each one. Within religious communities, joys, sorrows, and the challenges of life are shared. Just like family life, community life has its struggles, but in seeking to live charitably with one another, people of different ages, backgrounds, and temperaments witness to Christian community and to the fact that the love of Christ is stronger than anything which may divide them. Together with their community, religious are called by Christ to fulfill a specific role in the Church, called to reveal an aspect of Christ to our world. Our Church is blessed by hundreds of different religious orders or congregations, each of which contributes a particular gift. Some are rooted in the great spiritual traditions, such as Carmelites or Benedictines. Others are based upon a particular ministry, such as Dominican preaching, or the missionaries of charity's care for the poorest of the poor. The Second Vatican Council described how the Church presents different aspects of Christ through the variety of religious congregations. Christ in contemplation on the mountain, in his proclamation of the kingdom of God to the multitudes, in his healing of the sick and maimed, in his work of converting sinners to a better life, in his care for youth and his goodness to all people. We thank God for all those he has called to religious life and ask that he continues to enrich our Church by calling men and women to this particular service in the Church.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.